Shareholders of the London-based brewing giant SAB Miller have approved a takeover by its rival, Anheuser-Busch InBev, in a deal worth more than $100 billion. The merger, already approved by AB InBev shareholders, will create the world's biggest brewing company, producing almost a third of the world's beer. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
AB InBev is already the world's biggest brewer, and this deal, worth about $100 billion, will see it taking more than a quarter of the global market. The company had to agree to sell some of the SAB Miller brands, including Grolsch and Peroni, at the insistence of regulators, concerned about the implications for competition of these two giants coming together.
Getting into a good college or university is the dream of many students and their parents around the world, and competition for the best places is intense. How much harder is it, though, to get into colleges in the country with the most students in the world? India has 315 million of them.
I've come to the Modern High Girls' School in Kolkata. The students are all busy studying away in their classrooms. This school has the best academic results in the city, and parents are desperate to get their daughters into it. Getting into higher education in India is now very difficult.
It's a question of supply and demand. We don't have that many very good colleges and universities, and there is so much competition that students feel that unless they perform well, they don't get a chance.
To get into a good college, what sort of marks are we looking at?
Well, now it's so hard to believe. They are looking for even 100% in some subjects. So it is becoming very difficult.
Yes. Volume is equal to mass by density.
It's physics that's being taught in this class. 94% is not going to get you into a good college.
94%, you know, out of 100 is just not good enough to get into, you know, the colleges of India.
You don't sound very stressed. You look very cheerful. I mean,
I think it's just practice because I think we just have to keep it together because we don't have any other option.
The increasing academic pressure on children here in India has led to a whole series of films on the subject. In this one, students compare their lives to living in a pressure cooker.